Please turn now in your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 7. First Samuel chapter 7, we will read the first 14 verses. And the men of Kirjath-Jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and serve the Lord only. Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. When the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together in Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel, and when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came unto Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it upon between Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coasts of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath, and the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts tonight. Let's please bow in prayer. Father, we give thanks for our service so far. We are thankful for the privilege of singing the praises of thy great name. We are thankful, Lord, we can sing about what it means to be redeemed, what it means to be cleansed by the fountain of the living God and of the blood that Christ has shed for us on the cross of Calvary, whereby we have been saved, washed, cleansed, And we are justified freely of everything that would have condemned us. Now we have been declared righteous. And so, Lord, tonight as we rejoice and give thanks for all that we have known and all that is yet prepared for us by thy great grace. Hear now tonight, settle our minds, settle our hearts down, take away distracting things. And I pray, dear Father, that I will know the special anointing of the Spirit of God in ministry. For Lord, I cannot of myself fulfill or accomplish anything. And Lord, I pray therefore that both the speaking voice and also the hearing voice of thy people, of each one of us, we would be tender and sensitive to the leading of the Spirit of God in our lives. Lord, please take away the hardness so often that resides within our hearts. Please forgive us for our sin. Cleanse us. Make us ready, useful in thy kingdom. Hear this prayer now tonight and bless us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we are thinking on the context of this portion of Scripture tonight. There certainly is one verse that we want to